Welcome back. 3:37. 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Coming up in just a few minutes, going to check in with Congressman Pete Sessions of Texas. We'll get his comment on what happened on Capitol Hill today. We're also going to get into the whole decision coming down from the Supreme Court on Obamacare that's expected in the next few days. So stay tuned for that. Right now, I want to check in with Washington Times White House reporter Dave Boyer. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. All right. We've been dealing with this this issue of Fast and Furious, the documents. This has been going on for over a year, and finally today it appears that something has happened. The White House got involved. The official response from the White House for their assertion of executive privilege was what?
Their official response is that, look, if we turn over these documents to Congress, it would severely inhibit the candor of, you know, deliberative decision-making that goes on in the White House, and the president values the, you know, the private counsel of his top aides. And if we know that those kind of conversations and documents that go along with those conversations are, you know, subject to congressional subpoena, then, you know, that's going to have a chilling effect on the kind of advice that the president gets from his top advisors.
Okay. Now, the problem, as I see it, for the White House is more of, hey, we didn't know anything about it, and then suddenly, hey, we knew everything about it. You know, I mean, Axelrod came out a couple of weeks ago and said that the White House wasn't connected in any way, shape, or form, but this would indicate that the White House was connected.
Yes, it would. It would say, you know, look, somebody in the White House, you know, close to the president, not the Attorney General, but someone within the president's very inner circle, you know, was involved in the deliberative, you know, decision making about whether to, you know, how much to comply with the congressional investigation, or, you know, maybe it was the president himself. We don't know, but it certainly looks like, because of this response that they issued today, that you know, this goes inside the White House.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I received a note earlier today saying that when it was announced that this was the first time Obama has used this, someone said, no. The immigration thing was the first time. And I said, no, there's a difference here. One's an executive order and one's an executive privilege, correct?
Correct. Yeah, right. This is an executive privilege. It's the first time that President Obama has used it. President George W. Bush, I believe, used it 6 times. President Clinton's claimed executive privilege a total of 14 times. The White House is saying, you know, going back 30 years, we have used this this claim of privilege fewer than anybody else who was president. However, you also have to remember that for the first 2 years of his presidency, Barack Obama was dealing with a friendly Democratic Congress, so he wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. Having to deal with, you know, harsh, serious congressional inquiries.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Now, he has also been opposed to its use in the past, and in particular when dealing with George W. Bush, right?
You're right. When Senator Obama was a candidate for president in 2007-2008, one of the things he raised was, you know, that George W. Bush was using the executive privilege claim too often, and he said, you know, he's trying to hide behind it, and, you know, these things ought to be out in the open. And, you know, Barack Obama, since he became president, has been very much valuing the fact that he's the most transparent, open administration in history. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is kind of an awkward move in light of all that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, transparency does not come to mind when you see what developed today. All right. Now, again, I want to emphasize this doesn't necessarily have to be about the president himself. He could be protecting a White House aide or someone else connected to the White House, correct?
That's correct. I mean, you remember when George W. Bush was president and Congress was looking into, or there was an investigation into the firing of several U.S. attorneys,
right.
Whether it was political or not. And President Bush at the time used executive privilege to prevent his White House counsel, who was Harriet Myers, from producing documents and testifying in that investigation.
All right. Now, I also read a report that said he could use it if there was a national security issue involved. Do you see that connection with Fast and Furious?
Well, I off the top of my head, I do not. I mean, the context that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, has put this in, is that we don't want to turn over these documents because it doesn't have anything specifically to do with the Fast and Furious investigation. It's only about our deliberations after the investigation ended into how do we respond to the congressional investigation. You know, it's so it's not. I think it would be a reach, given his argument, to claim that national security is somehow involved.
All right. So next, what's next for the White House on this? They just came out today. They defended it, and then they kind of go away.
Well, it's a good question. A lot of times, these claims of executive privilege are resolved by, you know, further consultations with Congress. I mean, the Attorney General has been, you know, talking to the Chairman Darrell Issa of the House Oversight Committee, and, you know, working on this matter for, you know, months, and you know, not to the Republican satisfaction, of course, but, you know, it does seem like there's been a dialogue there that maybe there's room for somehow, you know, working this out. Now, I understood the committee was going to go ahead and vote today anyway, but on a contempt resolution, but
we thought that
generally
was going to
happen. In history of these things, they tend to work themselves out instead of going all the way to a court case.
Yeah. Actually, I thought that process was underway last night. In fact, when I left the air, and I just mentioned this a little while ago, I thought something had been resolved. The meeting lasted about, 40, 45 minutes. It appeared that, both sides came out of the meeting. And then within about 15 minutes, it was determined that not a whole lot went on. Didn't go well.
Yeah, and then first thing this morning, the committee was reconvening to hold a hearing on this contempt vote that the administration came out and said, guess what, we're claiming privilege. So that really upset the apple cart.
Yep, it sure did. All right, well, Dave, thanks for the update on the story. Appreciate it very much, and I'm sure we'll get back to you. There'll be more on this down the road, I guarantee it.
Definitely. Thanks, Andy.
Take care. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Again, the White House has defended the privilege claim made this morning.